Last but not
Meatloaf.
This messenger.
Hey there, rock stars. This is Josh Redding.
And Ray Smith.
From the Tangent Break Podcast. Let's put life on pause because it's time for a tangent.
No. It's time for Horribly Awkward.
Hey there, everybody. This is Dave from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You are listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast live from Sean's mother's basement.
Hey. This is a dragonfly from Pure Orgasmic Love Podcast. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast. Yes, you are.
Hello, everybody. This is Jerry from Bad Cop, Bad Cop Show. You're listening to the Horribly Awkward Podcast, a member of the great and stellar
BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
The BS Podcast Network.
Hey, Zyme.
What's poppin', dude?
I'm trying to get go on a date with this chick, man. She says she won't date me until I'm 6 foot two, but I'm like 6 foot one. I'm pressing for that 6 foot two range, man. It's not working.
All right, first question I gotta ask though.
All right.
Does she have a penis?
No, I hope not.
Okay. Well, if she doesn't, then you're fucking solid. And all you have to do two things.
All right. Okay,
first, you need to take a bunch of tissues.
Okay.
Pick up some week old white dog poop.
Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna wrap it in tissue.
Okay. Week old dog poop and tissue. Yeah.
You're gonna put it on the bottom of your sock.
Okay.
Okay. And then you're gonna put that into your shoe. You're gonna tuck it nice. Then you're gonna sprinkle it with flour, a little basil and cinnamon, and stand in it. And it's gonna make you 6 foot three.
Dude, that's just gonna make my feet stink.
Nah, dude, trust me. That's what the flour and the basil's for.
But, like, my shoe's only so high, and even if my feet are higher in the shoe, they're just going to be pressing against the top of the inside of my shoe.
Nah, but she's standing on the shit, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to work, man. What I was thinking is maybe I had to get some rings and extend my neck 1 inch.
Nah, but you gotta hear me out, though. The shit, you know, you got to make sure it's the white, crusty shit to
yeah,
wear.
Yeah, week old, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It can't even be stepped on anymore. It's just fully cultured.
Okay, hold on a second.
It works every time. I've seen 100 people do it.
Do you have any dog shit connects? I don't know if I do.
I got a homie that works in Portland, Oregon. There's a lot of dog shit there.
He's going to drive me some dog shit across the border. I don't know if that's legal, but I'll do it.
Yeah, trust me. No, it's some good, you know, it's organic dog poop.
Dude, I just need 1 inch, and I got this girl. She said she'll go on a date with me. She said she'll ride the roller coasters with me and everything.
All right, then you got to do that shit, bro. Trust me. I'll put you in contact. I'll give you his AOL. I swear to God.
This is awkward, dude. So, hey, Norma, give us a horribly awkward.
Horribly awkward.
Sean, dude, you're horribly awkward.
Sean, I know you think this is weird, but it's not as weird as you think it is, dude.
Don't think that it's awkward.
Welcome to Horribly Awkward, episode 44. I am your host, Sean. As always, another podcast, another killer show delivered to your ear holes. Thanks for downloading the show. I do appreciate it. If you like what you hear, share with your friends, because word of mouth is a beautiful thing, so use what your mama gave you. Ain't that right, Zyme?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have a voicemail number, so drop me a line if you want about anything. 510-600-3475. You know I'd love to hear it, and I'd love to play it on the show. So if you want to type me out a message the old-fashioned way, you can at horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. So on today's show, I got a super cool Bay Area rap artist and artist from the Bay Aliens crew. I met this dude back in 2001 when he used to go by Enzyme Dynamite. I don't know why he wanted to change it and shorten that up. I guess everybody wants to abbreviate everything, but back in the day when he used to profess his love for Keira Knightley.
Bro, that's so crazy. You know that shit, bro. That's like wild as fuck.
Now he goes by Zyme, and actually he dropped an album not too long ago called Palm Trees and Lemonade. I've been bumping the shit out of it all week. Everybody,
yeah.
Welcome Zyme.
Yeah, that's wild as fuck, bro. I actually remember going in and working on that song with you. That was like fucking mad old.
Dude, Dude, there was one song we did, the very first one, and I remember you came through. How did we hook up back in the day? Was that like a MySpace thing?
I think so, yeah. I think it was MySpace.
I remember just finding, like, you're like, hey, you want to record some tracks? Like, yeah, fuck yeah. You drove over. I don't remember where you live, but it was close by because I was living in Santa Clara.
Oh, was it Santa Clara? I thought it was San Jose.
Yeah, it was Santa Clara. It was right across the street from this elementary school.
Oh, okay.
Ah, bong hits on the podcast. Yeah. Damn it, man. That's cool. Yeah, I remember there's this one song you came through. We recorded it super fast, and I don't know what happened. Actually, I got all my CDs stolen a couple years ago, and I lost that. I couldn't even tell you how it went.
Shit. I don't even think I could tell you how it went either. I want to say, like...
It had the word cousin. Something about cousin.
Fuck, I don't even remember, bro. That is crazy. That's fucking crazy. I've recorded so many songs since then, bro. Like, I don't even know, like, some of the songs that I have. Like, people will bring shit up and they'll be like, yo, you remember this song? And I'm like, nah, not really. I feel like, not until, like, it's so crazy because I've been doing this shit for so fucking long. And, like, I feel like not even until, like, last year did I find myself and, like, really... I consider, like, my career starting last year.
Oh, really, man? Yeah, I guess there's a certain point in every kind of art where you're just like, now I'm zoned in and this is my thing. Like, I understand it. But I remember a long time ago, there was one song specifically. You had handed me a DVD. This is a DVD that came directly from you. There was a song, fuck, I can't remember how it went, but it was about, like, you getting in a car accident and looking over your body or something.
Oh, fuck, bro.
Dude, that was the shit.
I remember that song, but I don't remember what album it was or what song it was, but I vaguely remember that shit.
It was all about a car accident, and at the end, bro, you find out it's just you floating over yourself shit, watching bro. It or something.
And you know what's crazy, too, is, like, I actually, fuck, man, I must have manifested that shit because I did get into a fucking gnarly-ass car accident, like, you know, probably, I want to say, like, 6 years ago.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, shit was crazy. Fucking my boy fell asleep at the wheel. Well, actually, it's fucked up. He was my boy, and then this motherfucker, like, got in a car accident, damn near almost killed me, and then, like, stopped talking to me.
Oh, shit, dude.
You fucking dick.
Dude, car accidents are no joke. I just learned just within the last 30 minutes that, what's his name? Anton Yelchin? How you say that actor's name?
Well, I don't even know who that is.
He was in Star Trek. He played, like, Charlie Bartlett. Fuck, he just died, like, this morning. Some freak accident in his driveway. His car backed into him. His own car backed into him, pinned him against a wall.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, let me see, dude, because I just learned this. If me saying the name, you wouldn't recognize him, but you'd recognize him if you...
Yeah, I recognize his character, right?
Yeah, because he was in Star Trek, he was in Fright Night, he was in Terminator Salvation, he was in Green Room, which I haven't seen, new movie.
Damn, I ain't even seen any of those except for Star Trek.
Let's see. Odd Thomas. What a movie. Yeah, you'd recognize him if you've seen his picture. He's got, like, curly hair. He's a Russian kid, but he looks like, you know, just looks like your typical American.
Oh, shit, that fool.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, fuck, dude. I know exactly who you're talking about. The dude that, isn't he the one that beams everybody up in fucking Star Trek?
He played, like, something.
He's like the super little, he looks like a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, today his... They're not sure what happened yet, but he missed an audition or maybe a rehearsal, and so his friends went to go check him out. He was in his driveway. His own car had him pinned up against the wall, like it had backed into him and smashed him.
Dude, that's, man, rest in peace, bro. Like, it's nuts, bro. Like, I feel like, you know, it's been a hard time for the entertainment industry. You know, a lot of people, you're losing a lot of people lately.
Dude. I know, this year, like, fuck, one after another, man.
It's nuts, bro.
You never know when your time is gonna happen, man. It's like, You know, you never know, man. It could be even a family member. No matter what, you're going to feel like, I don't know. It's the way, if you're anything like me, I'm not saying you are, but me, like, I don't spend enough time with family like I should. Like, I know if someone were to pass away, oh, fuck, man, this went deep quick, man.
No, Chip. Oh, no shit. Like, let's hop out of this shit quick.
Let's hop out of this. Like, okay.
That thought, but let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Life's good, man. Life's good. Life's good for fucking Zyme on stage and shit. Doing, I seen pictures with you recently, Will I Am. Like, who the fuck, man? Who are you hanging out with these people for real? What's going on?
Bro, that shit is wild. It was an interesting story about Will I Am too. It's crazy because so like fucking my homie from LA, he's an engineer and you know, he engineers for like a lot of, you know, A-list artists and shit. And this fool, like, his cousin was, I believe, like, was either engaged or maybe married to Will.i.am. And so he's really tight with Will.i.am. And he was actually trying to link Will.i.am and my girl up because my girl, she does, like, 3D industrial design shit. And Will.i.am was trying to build a backpack. So he was trying to connect them. And, you know, we never were able to connect, but then, like, I ran into him at this party, and we were just chopping it up, and I fucking told him, like, hey, man, you know, this is, you know, my boy was trying to connect us, da da da. And then, so we ended up going in and talking about, like, just a bunch of different shit, and we talked about his album, Songs About Girls, and, you know, he was like, yo, I actually wrote that whole album about my boy's cousin that he used to be with.
Oh shit, dude.
Yeah, so it's a crazy, like, small world how everybody's connected in a weird ass way.
Dude, it's just you're connected in a fucking weird ass way, man. I've seen you.
It's, you know, 6 degrees of separation. It's even like less than that with the internet. You know, it's probably like 0.6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, that's true, man. Like, I've seen a bunch of pictures, like, over the years, man. Didn't I see you with like Ice Cube at one point?
Oh, yeah, that was at the Ride Along premiere for,
Fuck.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. That's a fucking interesting. You want to hear a crazy, interesting story to that?
Yeah.
All right, so my homie, AR the Inspiration, he basically, you know, dude is fucking amazing fucking person. About 7, 8 years ago, he got shot and paralyzed, in a random, you know, robbery on the street. Somebody like robbed him for a small gold necklace he had, and like I think it was even fake, and like $20 in his pocket just on some random shit. And so basically he was told he was never gonna walk or speak again. And as soon as he, you know, he like was able to get his voice back, and he kind of dedicated his life to going out and speaking at all these schools and, you know, juvenile halls and just all these events speaking about, like, you know, anti-violence and, you know, spinal cord awareness, spinal cord injury awareness. And so, you know, dude ends up like getting on the news hella times and shit, and just really out in the community doing a lot of shit for the community. And so we, you know, I always rolled with this guy. So, you know, he found out about this thing called the ReWalk, which is a exoskeleton in its like first stages. Basically, it'd be kind of like the iPhone 1 of where it's at right now, but it's like an exoskeleton that straps to your legs and it allows paralyzed people to walk. So he wanted to get that, but that shit's like $80,000.
Hell yeah, dude. I've seen pictures of those.
Yeah, so he had to try to raise money for it. So this fucking dude ends up catching wind of his story. That never met him before, you know, and it just kind of followed him throughout the years and was inspired by him. But this dude decides to walk from Mexico to Canada. It was like over like a 3 month period or something. He walked the whole shit, and they ended up raising the money to get him the exoskeleton. But anyways, back to the point of the ride along shit. So like my homie AR, who's just like a fucking the G, you know, he's in a wheelchair and he just does not let shit stop him. So we go to the ride along shit. We just like fucking totally crashed the party and acted like we were supposed to be there and got in the fucking like walked in the fucking event and got seating and shit and got invited to the after party and like we were just fucking wiggling.
Dude, that's fucking dope, man. Like going from like back in the day when I thought I wanted to be a rapper, dude, and you obviously did it for real, but I mean, all the people who do we used to listen to back then? I mean, Living Legends were obviously like the shit.
Oh, I still fuck with them dudes. I was just on tour with Lucky I Am.
Yeah, I seen your music video with the Grouch, dude. That shit's fucking dope, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That was it was crazy too, cause man, you know, it's so wild. My life is so wild in these weird ass ways of how like the universe connects me. So. Fucking the Grouch video that you're talking about, it's got all these crazy motorcycles and shit. So originally the whole plan was for it to be for this guy to like he was a fixie bike rider and he, you know, he's like fucking mad good and sponsored and shit, and so we were gonna like follow him around the city and kind of like do this thing where he like snatches a bag and he's like running a bag through the city and getting chased and literally on the day of the shoot he fucking flakes and he just like gave some like I don't know some whack ass excuse, and I had like secured a feature with Vivo before having the video done, so I needed to get this video done, like it needed to get be shot. So the dude that was shooting it, he's like a, you know, he's like really into extreme sports, and so he knows hella people. So he hit up those fucking those dirt bike riders and they fucking crushed it around the city and shit. And so that all like happened like randomly and on the spot improv.
Dude, that's a cool video. How do you set up all these fucking songs and shit? Like, how'd you get connected with the Grouch, man? Because
I've known the Grouch for a minute.
Ah, dope, man. Yeah.
And we, you know, we went, so when I was in the group The Balians, you know, we ended up going on tour with Living Legends. So they were like, they're like our big brothers. They're the first ones to, like, take us on tour.
Yeah, I love anybody from like the Rhymesayers, you know, Atmosphere, Greaves, Brother Ali, dude, fuck, all that shit, dude, they're storytellers, man, like yeah. Enzyme, man, Enzyme Dynamite, fucking storyteller, dude.
Yeah, shit. That's wild. I need to go back into, like, that's funny that you say that, because I feel like that was one of my strengths as a, you know, always coming up was a storyteller, but, I need to revisit that shit right now. But yeah, nah, it's crazy, bro. Like, because I ain't even used Enzyme Dynamite in years.
I'll use that forever, dude. Enzyme Dynamite to me, dude.
That's so crazy. Like, and you know, and it was even Enzyme before that. It went from Enzyme to Enzyme Dynamite to Zyme.
You know, there's a song you did on your new album. I think it's on the new album. It may have been on the Balians album too. It's one of them, and they're talking about like Enzyme. He's the best he's ever been, or something.
Oh yeah. That one, yep. Man, bangers. Hey, can you play that right now?
I can.
All right, well, fuck. Let me introduce this one, yo. This is Zyme. This is a song off the new album Palm Trees and Lemonade. It's called Bangers. It's featuring Fredo Algebra, Just Jack, and Space. Check it out.
Yeah.
Smoking on this sherbet, next few minutes about to get murdered. Yeah. Killing time, just spitting rhymes. It's a life design, it might blow your mind. A world full of temptations. Californication, where the thirst is very real. And you might die of dehydration. Bumping some Frank Ocean, while I drive right by the ocean. I'm everywhere, you never there, you already know the slogan. Posting up with my trill ones, post them up and don't spill none. Eyes low, while I ride slow. In hydro with the sideshow, then the street lights came on, and they all played our song. Walked up and they said, yo, kicks fire like Faye Long. Yeah. Mirror, mirror, who's rarer?
causing all of this terror. You're one bar short of a 16, bruh, that's quinceañera. Bangers on bangers on bangers. Bangers on bangers on bangers.
Bangers. We gon' be killing the game.
We got bangers on bangers on bangers.
Yeah.
Bangers on bangers on bangers. Bangers on bangers on bangers.
We gon' be killing the game.
Bangers on bangers on bangers.
Bangers on dick. I got bangers on dick.
Yeah.
Bangers on dick. I got bangers on dick.
Let's
I got bangers.
Swipe. Bangers on bangers on bangers.
I got bangers.
Yeah. Swipe. Bangers on bangers on bangers.
California, A. Smoking to the face while I'm chilling with the finest specimens. It's the big F.A. with the enzyme. 10 times better than he's ever been. I represent the M.U.T. A at the motherfucking N.U.C. It's evident the penmanship is meant to be. The sentences and predicates, I'm better than whoever trying to step to me. It's a new town native, crusading. Getting faded, headed down 880. Just saying, been wavy. Way before I got booted from the Navy. It's Frady's. Every hero I'm on a track is crazy. Fans cheering in a pack, all ladies. Raps keep them on. Online call waiting, all baby, all gravy. Palm tree to provide the shade from the heat like a microwave. I smoke weed by the fireplace. Wildfire, I provide the blaze. I'm obscene with the rhyme display in all types of way. I make them hibernate. I'll be watching them all sleep while I'm awake, trying to find my way. So much job, I need a license plate. I got
this
bangers.
Dedicated to the city where I'm from, where the bums hella ask for change like Obama. Northern Skrillifornia, where we roll trees on Hay Street and post right on the corner. Hit up Milk and dip to the strip club on Broadway. This here's the Bay. Old school class, smash past you bastards. We'll say spinning like abracadabra. The land of the size from Frisco to Oakland. Hit the Galleria Mall feeling like a Mac wide open. Right on Market Street, the iPod slap. Downtown Frisco, where them cable cars at. Yeah, I walk with a backpack and a baseball cap. I'm a giant like Pac Bell Park. Don't get caught at the dark film modes at HP, Sunnydale, Lakeview. If you ain't sucker free, I got bangers.
Bangers on bangers on bangers. Bangers on bangers on bangers.
Bangers. We gon' be killing the game.
We got bangers on bangers on bangers.
Yeah.
Bangers on bangers on bangers. Bangers on bangers on bangers.
We gon' be killing the game.
Bangers on bangers on bangers.
Bangers on dick. I got bangers on dick.
Yeah.
Bangers on dick. I got bangers on dick.
Let's
I got bangers.
Swipe. Bangers on bangers on bangers.
I got bangers.
Yeah. Swipe. Bangers on bangers on bangers.
Hey, niggas be mad cause I got the vision. Cause I'm on my business. The code is so vicious. Can't take the heat. Get the fuck out the kitchen. Cause this nigga is whipping. Yeah, I'm crafting my dreams. Nigga, the melody's hard. And the bars are so clean. I'm lining up words. I'm harnessing chi. I'm powering up. You don't want none with me. My broadest a goddess. I'm maybe a queen. The Saiyans are back. Return of the kings. The Saiyans are back. Return of the kings.
The Saiyans are back, return of the king.
Bangers on bangers on bangers.
Bangers
on bangers on bangers.
Bangers. We gon' be killing the game.
We got bangers on bangers on bangers.
Yeah.
Bangers on bangers on bangers.
Bangers
on bangers on bangers.
We gon' be killing the game.
Bangers on bangers on bangers.
Bangers on dick. I got bangers on dick.
Yeah.
Bangers on dick. I got bangers on dick.
Let's
I got bangers.
Swipe. Bangers on bangers on bangers.
I got bangers.
Yeah. Swipe. Bangers on bangers on bangers.
Billions never die.
That song right there, dude, that was dope.
I mean, that's why I would call it bangers, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, dude. Let's talk a little bit about your new album. Let's talk about that album, right? Palm Trees and Lemonade. Because, dude, when I'm listening to this, I've been listening to it at work. But when I'm listening to it, I work graveyard. I'm out in the middle of parking lots, pressure washing sidewalks. The least exciting thing in the world. I feel like when I'm listening to your album, this is not a joke, man. I feel like it's the summer. It is the summer, but the sun's out, dude. I feel good. There's a lot of just chill songs on that album, man. I really, really like it.
Yeah, that's, you know, honestly, the inspiration hella came from driving through L.A.
Okay.
And, you know, it's funny because I can actually, like, know exactly the street that inspired it. It was 4th Avenue and Pico. You know, I was driving east. Well, I think it's probably, like, northeast. I was just driving and I looked up and, you know, it's in LA, like you get these like roads where there's just like lines of palm trees down
Hell
the
yeah,
street. And that's where it kind of like just came from. I was like, oh shit, palm trees and lemonade.
Oh, you pass by a fucking lemonade stand. You're like, hey, 25 cent lemonade. My inspiration.
I palm trees and lemonade. So, you know, I felt like there was just like, you know, two things that just felt right. That was the vibe. It was a cool vibe. You know what I mean?
Dude, album's a very cool vibe. And what I really like about what you're doing is like, you do all your own cover art as well. I remember when you started doing art a couple of years ago and you just started pushing out art after art of these crazy pictures, man, that I couldn't even comprehend, but they're so cool looking.
Yeah, fuck, bro. I gotta, you know, like, I haven't focused on drawing as much as I should lately. You know, I kind of more draw. Like, I've been doing, I don't know, because after that, what you're talking about, when I started pushing out all those pictures, mm-hmm. like, everybody started wanting me to do album covers for them. So I, like, did a lot of album covers, and it kind of, like, you know, annoyed me of drawing, because I was just drawing so many people's albums.
I get that.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, really drawing what I wanted to draw. So it just got a little annoying, and so I haven't drawn as much lately. But now that you mentioned that, I actually, like, just pulled out my iPad, and I'm going to start drawing right now.
Oh, you're going to start drawing now. Let's wait till he's finished. And
no, while we do the interview, it's good.
Yeah, dude.
Best time. Honestly, this is, like, the best time to do this kind of shit.
I've been the same way, man. I get inspiration for art. Like, I got this picture on my wall right here. You can see it. That's kind of mine right there with the green face. Like, that's some on camera.
Oh, that's raw.
Just some random shit that I drew. And every once in a while, I get inspiration to draw. But my thing is, I get bad carpal tunnel. So when I'm drawing, I squeeze, like, the pencil. So I can't really do that anymore. And so I started doing, like, I started doing some draw. Like, I got a Note 5, Galaxy Note 5. I started doing pictures. I started drawing over some of the pictures. I'm trying to find it right now. I want to show this.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
So, fuck, I don't even know where it's at. But I would take a snapshot of a picture, and I would actually just draw over it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've done that before, too.
So you're just using the iPad and your finger or stylus or something?
Yeah, I use both. Like, it's almost like it's weird because, you know, when you use, like, even just using different stylus, like, it's almost like using a different paintbrush.
Okay.
So, like, you come out with different, like, effects and different styles when you use different mediums. Actually, right now I'm drawing with my finger. So yeah, I use the iPad, and then sometimes, you know, depending on the what I'm working on, sometimes I'll throw it into a. Oh, that's crazy! I think I saw that before, actually.
Yeah, that's a picture of me. I took a selfie, and then I just drew over it, which you can't see the detail.
That's crazy. I didn't even know that's you. You kind of look like the dude from Breaking Bad on that shit.
Heisenberg?
Yeah. You kind of look like him right there.
See, I did my friend. He was like, I can't see it over the camera. It sucks, dude. But
oh, that's like, sick. No, that's sick.
It's like King of the Hill type shit right there. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's cool because you can really, like zoom in and then get the details down and shit. Yeah.
Are you gonna give you should give one of those away on it, like, to a listener right now?
Okay, I didn't ask you to come on here to get me to do all this work for a fucking listener. I love all my listeners, man. I've actually gained some friendships out of just people who listen, man. It's really cool that you just the way podcasting works is great. I don't know, man. This is a good thing. I would rather be making music still, because I really every once in a while I'll be listening to music and I'll get this inspiration to write lyrics and I'll start writing them on my notes and I'll never do nothing with them.
Why? You should.
I don't know, dude. Look, I'm not a rapper. Look at me, dude. I'm just some fucking crazy white guy with male pattern baldness, crooked teeth, fucking big ears.
Hey, fucking, you sound like a comic book character. You sound like a comic book character.
I've been crippled with social anxiety and depression and shit my whole life, dude. It stopped me from doing a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, fucking, dude. It's social. Like, I mean, the society is just fucked up, man. Like, it's fucked up how they have us, you know, like, there's so much, like, bullshit and, like, so many, like, standards and shit you have to live up to these days that, like, a lot of people suffer from fucking probably social anxiety and not feeling good enough and feeling inferior, because especially like the way that shit's set up now with like you know, you got to have this fucking car and you got to have this bullshit and mm-hmm. that bullshit and fucking, you know, even down to like people's phones, like there's, it's crazy. Cause like sometimes I'll talk to people and fucking, you know, I'll be out in the club and like, they don't want to pull their phones out because they're embarrassed because their phone's cracked, you know, like shit like that. It's like,
dude, I'm sorry, but you should be embarrassed if your phone's cracked. Whenever I see someone's phone and it's split in like five places, I'm like, how the fuck do you look through that? That would bug the shit out of me. Don't you have insurance?
No shit. Nah, I see, you know, some people don't, bro, because that actually happened to me. Like, fucking, I actually dropped my phone and that shit, I had to roll through that like for like about a month because I was in Asia and I didn't want to get it fixed out there. And so fucking, like, that shit was, like, cutting my fingers and shit. I was like, whoa, what the fuck? So anyway, so when I fucking got back, I fucking hit up Apple, and I go to schedule an appointment. But since it was, like, really early in the morning, I ended up going to, like, Apple Care and, like, randomly reaching this, like, senior advisor and shit that fucking ended up hooking me up with a free phone, so...
Yeah, dude, Apple's the shit, dude. I've never owned an Apple device, but I know they take care of their customers.
Yeah, no, they fucking shout out to Apple because I was literally ready. Like, I know it costs like, I want to say it's like maybe like $150. I was like kind of almost thinking like, damn, should I just buy a new phone? And I ended up getting comped a phone, bro. That shit was dope.
Oh, you know what? You just remind me of something. Let's do some shout-outs, dude. You want to do some shout-outs?
Fuck yeah. Shout-outs rule.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm. Sean, it's not all about you. Mm-hmm. Do some shout-outs.
Okay, so shout-out to Henley Merrill, who was on the last show with Normie late. Normie's, you know, Normie's America's sweetheart. So shout-out to them for being on the last episode. Big shout-out to them. Also, a big shout-out to Cheesecake, dude. Fucking Cheesecake is delicious.
With the Cheesecake Factory?
Any cheesecake. I don't give a fuck if it's the cheesecake you buy from Carl's Jr. when you go through the drive-thru. That shit is good, man.
Fuck. Well, if we're going to shout out shit like that.
No, shout out to anything, man. Whatever you want.
Can we do like negative shout outs?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so negative shout out to fucking Oreo cookies, bro. Because, dude, not even playing. Like, you know those thin, the thin ones that just came out?
Yeah.
All right, so... I fucking bought a box of those shits, and they were good as fuck, and I ended up eating the whole, like, damn near the whole box in one night, and that shit fucking poisoned me, bro. Like, my stomach got, like, fucking super upset. I had a fat-ass headache. I had, like, diarrhea and shit.
You're not supposed to eat a whole box of Oreos no matter what the fucking thin they are.
That shit was crazy. So, yeah, nah, fuck. Negative shout-out to fucking Oreos, bitch-ass.
What's some real shout-outs, though? Shout-outs, man.
Shout-out to the crew, Yen Boys, man. Got this new little crew called Yen Boys. It's just a, you know, a clique of, like, creatives. And, you know, shout-out to the homie Zen Hao. Shout-out to Venus Versace. Shout-out to Mike Swift over there in the Philippines. Shout-out to Roche Giggs. I just went to his listening party last night. He dropped a new album, did like a strictly like fan party, private party shit for like his, you know, most exclusive fans. I designed like his whole like artwork and all his t-shirts, so it was dope as fuck. Shout out to the homie Ron Henley in the Philippines. Shout out to the Grouch. Shout out to Zion Eye. Shout out to Los Racas.
Zion Eye.
Man, who else? Who else? Shout out to Matteo Da Vinci. Shout out to the whole EPR staff. I'm just going to end the shout outs there because I could keep this shit going for a little while.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man.
And we'll end up having a whole podcast of just shout outs and shit.
Yeah, dude, that's my new thing. This is the shout out app.
So, the shout out.
Yeah, dude, I get into it. I keep mine strictly to whoever's on my like. Next week, I'll be like, shout out to Zime for coming on the podcast and doing it at 1:30 in the morning. Strictly because I asked.
1:30 in the morning is cool, though.
Yeah, this is my peak hours, but what's now I feel like a fucking asshole because I've been drinking. Only because I've been drinking. Versace?
Oh, Venus Versace.
Okay. How'd you get hooked up with her? You did like a little album with her with like 6 or 7 songs, right? I listened to that.
Yeah. Long story, but we known each other for a minute. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
All right. Yeah, she's hot as fuck. I'll just tell her that. If she ever listens to this, you're hot as fuck. And I can tell by the way you're smiling right now, you think the same thing. So we'll leave it at that. Yeah, dude. So I know we were talking earlier, but I think it was on the last recording that's not going to be released. So let's talk about it now. So back in the day, I met you like 2001, I think it was, maybe 2000.
It was MySpace.
Yeah, it was okay. So it was like MySpace. I don't remember how that was, but like, look up local people. I don't know. We came in and recorded some tracks. I lost some. Actually, I still have one. You know, I might actually play that song. I still have it, so I'm gonna play that at the end of the.
Don't say that shit.
I'm playing it at the very end, dude.
Oh, you fucked up, man.
Dude, it sounds good, man.
Yeah. You're right.
All right, I won't play it at the end, but I'm gonna play a clip of it right now. Actually, I don't know how to do that.
Dick, man.
Hey, everyone starts somewhere, dude.
Yeah, true. Started from the bottom, now I'm here. Yeah, bro, fucking.
Nah, I'm pulling it up, dude. There's no nah, bro. I'm pulling this shit up right now.
No, it's wild though. Like, that's the beautiful thing about the internet. You know what I mean? It's like, you can connect with so many people. Like, dude, I've connected with people all over the world.
Fuck yeah.
And done music, you know, like, with fools around the world just from, like, some internet shit.
So when you hook up with someone over the internet or whatever, like, music-wise, are you guys spitting things? Are you sending tracks back and forth, or are you getting together and doing it in person?
I've done both. I've done both before.
I always wondered about that because I'm so out of the loop of recording music, man. You know, back in the day, you just roll up, we'd have a beat, and we just spit it on like a 16-track digital recorder, and then you leave, and that was it. You know, there was we do that shit in like 45 minutes or something, two hours at the max.
Now you just send shit over the internet. Oh shit, is that it?
I'm in one collaboration. Whoa. Monstrous and gruesome music. Sound of freedom.
Who made that beat?
Randy, the guy who that's the house you were at, Randy Floss.
They cover in the truth. They leave you with no clues.
Doesn't sound that bad.
No, that's just garbage. That's not like fucking hot garbage.
That was back when underground was more like it was different, man. It was more just like whatever the hell you wanted to do.
Oh yeah, bro. It's such an interesting climate now, bro. It's so crazy. Like the music shit is wild.
So I'm curious of who have you actually like done shows with in person? Because obviously the legends. Have you done? I'm gonna roll through my list of some of my favorite people, dude. Anybody from the Rhymesayers crew? Greaves.
I never Greaves. I play with Atmosphere though.
Atmosphere, dude. Atmosphere is a dude. I love Slug, dude. He's a fucking badass, dude.
He is a badass.
He is great at telling fucking stories. Let's see who I have on here. Brother Ollie.
I want to say no.
Bus Driver.
No.
That dude's a fucking crazy. Does he even do music anymore? I haven't heard him since.
No, I haven't heard him.
Yeah. Since. I don't dance. Why should I? Cuddlingus.
Nah, never them.
Oh, come on, man. You're disappointing me, man. No, I'm just joking. I'm just going through my list, dude, of people. Dude, there's a lot of people. Macklemore. I saw pictures of you with Macklemore.
Yeah, I went on tour with Macklemore.
Dude, tell me about that, dude. Tell me about that shit, dude. Like, dude, he came out of nowhere, and it was just like a fucking hit sensation. His new album he just put out right now is pretty dope,
nah,
too.
He didn't. You know what? Nah, he didn't come out of nowhere, though.
For me, like, he did.
That fool, he's been putting in work for a minute. You know what I mean? Like, and not gonna front, he fucking, that fool deserves every bit of it. You know, he did bite a couple, you know, he did steal a couple little, you know, Zyme swags along the way.
What?
Yeah, bro. It was like, it was funny. Like one time we did this show, and whenever, you know, we would open up our shows, we'd always play like different shit. So we had the Beverly Hills Cop theme song that we'd come out to, or we'd come out to like Star Wars, all these intros and shit. Like we'd come out with helmets and crazy ass shit. And so when we went on the first, because I toured with him twice. So the first tour we went on, you know, we did all that shit. And then the next tour, like, he wasn't doing none of that kind of stuff. And then the next tour we were on, like, that fool straight up came out to the Beverly Hills Cop intro and, like, fucking was hella doing outfit changes and all this shit that we were doing in our set.
Dude, you guys' life sounds fucking spectacular, man. I can't even believe it, man. I miss the Bay Area. Everything fucking happened in the Bay Area. I used to drive with the Frisco every couple weeks and just go hit shows, and, you know, everybody be there. E-40, and then everyone I just mentioned, you know, the legends. Dude, it was such a fun time. Now I live in Fresno, and there's nobody. Nobody's out here. I guess Aesop is from here, but, like, he doesn't.
Oh, there's a lot of people from there. There's Planet Asia's from there. Fashan's from there.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
There's a lot of people that have been coming out of Fresno.
Nobody's doing shows out here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the whole show shit.
there's no like audience for it. I mean, there is an audience for it, but, you know, there's not like big clubs out here like Frisco or in the Bay Area or LA where you're going to get just a herd of people.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like you should be able to between Fresno and Bakersfield.
Yeah, dude, Bakersfield is nothing but tweakers, man. Fresno is nothing but tweakers too, man.
Really?
Shit, yeah, dude. I mean, I came here and that's how I got caught up in all that shit, dude. You get caught up in the wrong thing quick.
Yeah, I think that's because, you know, that's the lack of entertainment and the lack of, like you said, a lack of shit to do. You know, it's like, you go to Japan, see, only in America, like, you'll find all these suburban wastelands. You know what I mean? Like, you go out to Japan and these fools still be having like arcades and fucking just shit to do.
Mm-hmm.
Shit don't close early. They're not like, you know, adults aren't treated like children.
You could buy panties at a fucking vending machines.
You know what I mean? Yeah, shit. Like, dude, coffee. You could buy beer and like drink it on the street. But like, you know, fucking, obviously, like, Americans, it's interesting too because as much as, like, you know, there's so many different people that come from all different walks of life out here in America. So you would expect, like, way more ideas and shit to be pushed. But Americans are, like, at the same time, they're so comfortable. And
dude, that's a good word, comfortable. You get in these comfort zones and you just forget that you can expand your mind and enjoy shit.
Exactly.
That's where I'm at right now. Dude, Zyme, that's where I'm at right now. I'm in this comfort zone where I've got a job where it has job security. I could pay my rent comfortably. I don't have a social life outside of this podcast. This is kind of where I get to talk to like interesting people like every week. But I'm in this comfort zone of where I don't know what the fuck to do, man. I honestly have no idea what to do. I'm just stuck here.
I feel you, dude. And I feel like the thing is, though, is like I don't feel like you're not the only one that's feeling like that. I feel like the majority of people are feeling like that. You know what I mean? They're just feeling like they don't really know what to do. They need to be. There just needs to, you know, like, be like a renaissance of like new ideas and new ways of living, and, you know, people need to start doing that kind of shit more and just becoming even like open to it, you know, because a lot of people ain't even open to to any new ideas. They ain't even open to like thinking differently or taking a different perspective on something. But you just got to start with being open to it. And once you start being open to it, you'll allow yourself to experience different shit and look at things differently.
That's true. But you also need, I think you actually need the people who are doing what they like. You need those people to be in that slump, right? You need people to run your McDonald's, your movie theater. Not you need people like me to clean your sidewalks. You need people to run your clubs. You need people to do all these things. And then you got your people with actual talent, like Zime. He's got talent. He's an artist. Look at him. He's so worked up right now. He's into his art right now. He's forgetting to talk.
No, I'm not forgetting to talk.
No, but you need. If there were so many artists and rappers and comedians, it would be like there would be so many of them that it would lose its. It would actually lose its spark.
It would lose
its value. Yeah.
Almost like what's happened, you know, with the fact that like everybody's a rapper. Who's not a rapper?
Yeah, I'm not.
You know, who's not a rapper these days? Like everybody's a fucking rapper. You know, you tell somebody you rap and they're like, oh yeah, you know, well my grandma's got a mixtape, you know, like, but yeah, you're right. I feel like if there was a lot of comedians and all that shit, but at the same time as well, it's like, you know, you do need people to wash your sidewalks and shit.
yeah. Shout out to me. I'm washing sidewalks.
But, you know, but there also needs to be like, just in general, like not everybody can, you can't do shit like, you know, have fucking McDonald's forever. You know, like there has to be some kind of evolution within like the species or the fucking human race, you know, like, so there needs to be that out of the box thinking, because, you know, there's a lot of shit that people might be doing right now that's just unnecessary.
You know, that's actually true. Like, I think those kind of jobs are created for, you're in high school, you're barely out of high school, you get this job, working fast food, it's a decent job, it's legit pay. It's not a lot of pay, but it's a legit job. And then you work into going to college and you do other things. Sometimes it just, but nowadays it's like the way our economy is falling and shit. Like there's people losing jobs, having these good jobs, losing jobs and can't find new jobs. And then they turn to working these smaller jobs. And dude, it's rough, man. I don't even know how you live in the Bay Area. Like me living in Fresno, it's real low. Like my rent here, it's a 2-bedroom apartment. It's $700 a month.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what in the Bay Area, what does a 2-bedroom apartment run?
I mean, you want to live in the hood or you want to in the nice area?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I lived in Santa Clara. That's where I was raised. We had a 2-bedroom apartment. It was so fucking small. And this apartment, my mom had lived there for so long that the rent didn't go up a lot, but it was still like $1,500 for this little apartment.
If you want to live like, I mean, even just to live in the hood, you're going to find like, $1,400 for a 2-bedroom.
Damn.
Some bullshit.
In the hood out here, you can get like a 2-bedroom for like probably $400.
Oh yeah, it's fucking crazy. Like, surprised that, like, you know, because I feel like a lot of that kind of it's happening to a lot of people. A lot of people are getting, you know, moved out of these areas that are becoming like more and more expensive. You just got to learn to adapt, you know. I don't want to leave here.
Nah, dude. I kind of wish I still lived in the Bay Area. Man, I miss all my friends out there. I miss the nice weather. I mean, we are so fucking hot in the summer. It's like the average is like 106. Like, it is hot.
Yeah, it gets cold as fuck here during the summer. Like, there is no summer. There's only like one weather. There's a summertime and a wintertime when things are like a little bit different. Like, it rains a little more. It's a little colder in the winter. But for the most part, everything's just the same.
Yeah, dude. When I lived there, we used to spend a lot of time at Great America, like in the summer when I was, you know, when I was 16 to 18. And you go there, if you went there with shorts and you didn't bring your sweatshirt, it would get cold that night.
Yeah.
Here in Fresno, the low might be 70 or 80 degrees. That might be a low at nighttime.
That's cool though. That's actually like
no, fuck. It's not cool, man.
At nighttime, no, I like that. I like that warm nights. That's dope.
It's not, dude. It's disgusting, man. Unless you have, if you have enough, I guess, you could run the AC, but I'm a cheap fucker. I don't want to run the AC and have a $400 bill.
Dude, I'm a cheap motherfucker too, dude. Like, I actually just watched this. I didn't watch it. I read this shit on Complex. It was talking about, what is that fool's name? I can't remember his name right now. Marshawn Lynch. And, he just still lives like he's broke, and that's how he keeps all his money. And that's how a lot of fools keep their money. You gotta be like, you can't just go out and just like spend shit because, money money disappears, bro.
But you want to, right? You get a big check and you're like, fuck, I can have that car I wanted.
Yeah.
I can go out to the club and waste $1,500 on drinks,
I would never do some bullshit like that. It's so crazy. I see that shit all the time. Some fools like fucking blowing hella money on like bottle service and shit. Like, I'm fucking cool, bro. I'm fucking cool. No fucking way, bro. I'd rather put that shit into like some studio time or like into a fucking trip to Alaska or some shit.
Yeah, dude, that would be dope. Just go somewhere special. I guess all those trips, man. Those trips will stay with you forever. You go on like an exotic trip, man. You'll remember those memories would be worth more than the money.
Oh hell yeah, dude! I went to
oh shit, it's kicking in, guys.
I was in Tokyo. I just got back from Tokyo.
Oh shit.
Insane, bro. Tokyo is crazy. It's like the best way I can explain it, it's like all of your senses like being fully like exposed at once, all your senses are like alert and being like messed with, like all the lights, the smells, it's Tokyo is a special place, man.
And to them, they just live that every day, man. They don't know any difference. They're just like, things are awesome all the time.
Yeah, right. But I heard it's a crazy ass, it's very competitive, as far as jobs and shit. So there's, a super high suicide rate.
Yeah.
And so, when I met some girls out there, and they were, telling me, they're like, they just make everything cute because, of the high suicide rate and shit.
Yeah, that's sad. There's like some, I don't know if it's in China or if it's Japan, but they have like some jobs where it's so bad, the work environment's so bad, they have suicide nets.
Oh, wow. No way.
Yeah, they have suicide nets on because they live there. They'll live where they are. Oh, dude, you just brought the Fruity Pebbles? What the fuck, man?
I was just about to say, you ever had a guest eat on your shit?
Dude, that sounds fucking, actually my roommate just, he bought some Fruity Pebbles. I got some new ones that are sherbet flavored.
Oh shit.
Dude, yeah, they're like rainbow sherbet flavor, and I tried some of those last night. I was like, oh man, it makes me want regular Fruity Pebbles, man. It's the shit.
Dude, Fruity Pebbles is like I fuck with Fruity Pebbles, Apple Jacks. Golden Grahams.
Cereal's the best, man. Fuck yeah. Fruity Loops with marshmallows. That shit's good, dude.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms, yeah.
I never got in. Fruity Loops, I never really in. And Trix, Trix was never really like the one. You know which one I did like? And they come around every Halloween. It's like the one that's like Frankenberry and Count Chocula.
Booberry.
Yeah, Booberry.
Oh, yeah. It's Frankenberry, Booberry, Count Chocula, and there's one more. Shit, what's the other one? I don't know, man. But cereal's the best, man. I always have cereal, some sort of cereal in my cabinets at all time.
Yeah, I'm high as fuck right now, and Fruity Pebbles is like... I just kept looking at the cabinet the whole time.
Eat me. You should have just went for it. Are you pulling out almond milk?
I am. Dude. I have to feel like some kind of like fucking, like I'm not like eating like shit.
Dude, I use almond milk too, man.
You fuck with the chocolate almond milk?
No, I get that blue diamond almond milk.
Oh yeah, no, you gotta try the chocolate almond milk. The dark chocolate almond milk is the shit.
Dude, yeah, it's good. It's good. Fuck, man, are you making me want cereal right now?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty like bomb.
That's what I miss about getting high, dude. It's been like 9 years for me, but I remember just like everything tastes so fucking good.
Dude, I've actually like literally like liked, there's foods that I would never try, and then I tried them when I was high, and I was like, oh, that's fucking great.
You ever try sushi on weed? Oh yeah, man, I miss all that shit. Everything just tastes so good, man. Okay, I'm going to take a break real quick. I'm going to go try to find somebody who's selling weed. I'll be back. All right, I'm back. I got this. Okay.
You guys ready? Did you get the weed?
You ready? I'm going to try this. It's been a long time.
I'm still eating cereal.
I don't even think I would ever stop coughing, dude.
Sounded like you had diarrhea.
Shit. I do miss those days, but yeah, it all fucks in my head. It brings me to dark places, man.
Everything ain't for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But you know, weed's one of the things where I'm all for. Like, they should legalize it. All that shit, man. I see no negative things about it. The only negative thing I can see about it is when there's a couple times where I smoke weed and I went to go stop for a stop sign about two blocks too early.
Oh shit! Every time if I'm ever high and I'm driving, I always drive slow as fuck, and I'm like hella careful and shit.
Driving like 4 miles per hour down the street, like, oh fuck.
Cruising down the street in my 6.4. Yo, you seen that movie?
Dude, that was one of my favorite movies I've seen in years.
Dude, it was bomb as fuck.
I saw it in the theater, straight out of Compton. Fuck, I was pumped, man. You know, like, Bone Thugs and Harmony has been my favorite group pretty much since they came out with like East 99 Eternal. Obviously, before that, when they had Thuggish Ruggish Bone, but like East 99 Eternal has been one of my favorite albums of all time. And just only the fact that when Eazy-E was dying and they had just had that tape that said Bone Thugs and Harmony on it, like, dude, it gave me the chills, man. Oh, that's a fucking good movie.
Yeah, that shit was dope as fuck. That shit was dope as fuck. And they got the Tupac one that's about to come out.
Oh, you know, I've heard about that, but I haven't seen nothing about it.
Yeah, I seen the previews. It looks pretty good.
Oh, there's previews. Oh, shit. What is it called? I'm going to look at that.
I mean, I hope it was an official one. Unless I'm watching an unofficial preview.
Dude, there are some people on YouTube that can create some shit that make it look official all the time. And you're just like, oh, my God. Avengers 5 is coming out? You're like, no.
Yo, I keep peeping the poster behind you with the Star Wars poster.
Oh, dude. Yeah, Episode 7.
Dude, that shit was sick as fuck.
You know, I've said this many times in this show, but that was actually the first movie I really watched the Star Wars.
Oh, really?
And I liked it. Like, I've seen Return of the Jedi when I was younger, but I never was into Star Wars. I saw Episode 7 because it got all the good reviews. I was in love with that movie, so I went and watched all the movies, like, the following week.
Insane sick, right? That's, like, one of the dopest shit ever.
Yeah, that was a great movie, man. Like, that chick right there, Daisy Ridley, she's gonna fucking blow up. For sure.
Dude, that movie, like, I was hella nervous, too, because I know that, like, you know, fucking J.J. Abrams was doing it, so I didn't know if it was going to be, like...
Oh, you guys, he's going for the second bowl of Fruit Loops.
I'm trying to, like, shamelessly, I was trying to do it all quiet and shit.
Nobody cares, man. Eat that shit, dude. People love when they're just listening right now. Everyone's going, I need some Fruit Loops. I mean, Fruity Pebbles, like, right now.
Yeah, for sure. Like, if you don't have Fruity Pebbles, like, what are you doing with your life?
What the fuck are you doing with your life? And Cinnamon Toast Crunch, man. What the fuck are you doing with your life?
You know what's funny? I'm putting this Fruity Pebbles box right next to the Cinnamon Toast Crunch box.
Have you had Frosted Toast Crunch? That shit's good, too.
Well, I never had that shit.
Dude, that's good. And they have this like peanut butter one. It's like peanut butter toast crunchers.
Hey, do you remember? Tell me this though, because you know what I used to really be into is the Chewy Chips Ahoy.
Okay, yeah.
But like, did you ever fuck with those?
Yeah, dude. I like the crunchy ones better.
Okay, well, I don't know if you noticed this, but like, I just bought some. I hadn't bought them in fucking forever. But like, I feel like they taste way different than what they used to taste. So I they're like doing something different. I don't know if they like have a new recipe or some shit. But
probably.
Not the same.
Dude, it all tastes different. Except for those Fruity Pebbles, probably taste exactly like.
Oh, hell yeah. Especially, it's the best when you get them like part soggy and then part crunchy. So like you're having like the soggy crunchy episode.
Dude, shut the fuck up, man. I want some cereal, dude. I can't get up with my phone and just walk to the kitchen and come back with a bowl of cereal, man. It just doesn't work. I got headphones on, I got a mic, this thing's stationary.
Yeah, I'm just phone shit, so.
Yeah, dude, I was working in Sanger here, which is nearby Fresno, a couple years ago. Me and my cousin were working on this house. We were putting in carpet, putting in baseboards, all this shit. And this family had moved in, and it was kind of a lower class family, but they had a big box of Fruity Pebbles. All the kids had cups, and they just filled the cups up, and then the milk. And I was like, fuck, I need some Fruity Pebbles like right now. I want to knock one of these kids over and just eat that shit, dude. I need it.
Did you get it?
I think I bought some. I went home and got some, but I didn't take it from the kids. But I wanted to, man. Just watching people eat it, like right now, dude. It's like walking by a homeless man, just going, "Damn, this cheeseburger smells good, doesn't it?" Dude, it's, yeah. I got the same effect right now.
This shit is bomb as fly.
Hell yeah, dude! Cereal. Hey, shout out to Cereal, General Mills. All those other companies that I can't remember any of the names to.
Me neither. I just know the brands.
Yeah, I think that's General Mills, I think, right?
Right. If I remember right. There's Kellogg's too. But
Kellogg's. General Mills. Shout out to fucking milk. Almond milk. Anything. Fucking goat milk.
Breast milk.
Breast milk. I want some fucking breast milk cereal. Fuck yeah, dude. Shout out to cereal. Shout out to ice cream. Any flavor of ice cream, sherbet, all that shit.
Oh, shit. The ice cream sandwiches, though. But with the cookies. What's that shit called? Cream? You ever had cream? Do you guys got cream out there in Fresno?
No, I don't think so.
Have you heard of cream?
No. We have Cold Stone.
Oh, there's this chain called Cream. And they, like, take these cookies and they put ice cream in the middle. It's fucking bomb.
Like real cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Like real all, fucking cookies.
All warm cookies.
Oh, warm cookies. What the fuck is this, man? We don't have that shit.
It was fucking insane.
Shit, man.
They got one in Venice Beach, too. That was bomb as fuck. But it's not a cream, though. But, you know, there's like a bunch of knockoff ones. But cream was the first one that really.
No, what's taking off right now is everybody has these yogurt joints where this got fucking 80 flavors of yogurt and you put all the toppings on it and pay. Per the pound or something.
Froyo.
Yeah, Froyo. We have Yogurt Land, and we have like, there's so many. Actually, they're pretty good, though. We had this peanut butter flavored ice cream. Oh, fuck. It was so good. And they don't have it no more. Damn it.
Cookies and cream. I fuck with cookies and cream.
That's some classic shit. Oh, this is. So Zion, man, let's talk a little bit about your movie. We're about an hour, so I don't know how much time you got, but we'll talk a little bit longer.
Get to bed.
Yeah, man, let's talk a little bit about your music, dude. Like, I'm curious as a listener because you know we came out of contact for like years and years, and then I found you on Facebook. I started listening. You came out with some interesting albums like that Shangri-La. What is that?
Yeah, that's, man, I was, like, in a super experimental point. Yeah, Shangri-La, there's Stereo Vision.
You did some shit with Sage the Gemini, right?
Yeah, that was on Ninja Robot Future. So, basically, like, honestly, the Stereo Vision and Shangri-La was when I was still going by Enzyme Dynamite. And then, so when I came out of Zyme, I want to say the first project I did was Ninja Robot Future. And that one, yeah, I got Sage of Gemini on that one. I collaborated with this this EDM producer named Deptronic. And so we worked on that album. And then I dropped Travelmatic with Zen Hao. That was like an album that we did, like, and we released it like in the Philippines and shit. And then I did the New Balians album.
That's a good fucking album, man.
I put out an album called Happy Midnight. I just did this Palm Trees and Lemonade. I actually got my next album that's about to come out. It's called Harajuku Dreams. And that one, like, I'm super pumped about that one. I feel like this one is like, you know, it's a real good sound for me.
Are you going? You go in the studio to record this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Actually, dude, your music sounds really good right now. Like, it sounds really good.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that shit, man. Like, I'm putting my all into this shit right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I could tell from listening to Palm Trees and Lemonade. Like, you have it has this flow to it where it just makes me want to chill and listen to it. Like, it makes me feel like I'm high and I haven't smoked weed in 9 years is what I'm saying. But you listen to the Balians album, even like the older one, like Purple, Grimace.
Yeah.
Dude, I get pumped, man. I want to work overtime. I don't want to get paid for it. I just want to work overtime. Let me work overtime. Let me work a 12-hour shift and listen to my fucking Balians album, man.
Yeah, wait till you hear this next one. This How Did You... Dreams is raw, bro. Like, it's got some interesting tracks on it.
I'm stoked, man. I'm always happy to, you know, to hear about whatever and listen, support in any way I can. I mean, my little retweets and shit on Twitter don't do shit, but I'm always happy to do it, man.
Fuck yeah, bro. I appreciate it. Honestly, dude, we need that. Like, the crazy thing is, you know, it's like when you building this like independent shit, you need all that shit, bro. All that shit. Every retweet counts. You know what I mean? So, like, everybody who supports is important.
Yeah, that is true, man. I mean, I don't get, like, a ton of feedback from episodes, but every once in a while you get somebody a feedback from some episode, like, hey, I listened to this episode, it was great, and you probably get the same feeling. Someone reaches out and just says, dude, this song's a fucking banger, dude. It made me feel good. And you get that. That's the feedback you want. It gets you inspired to make the next track.
Exactly. It makes you want to keep going. Like, you know, it's like nobody wants to do this shit and fucking, like, I don't care who you are, bro. Like, or what you're doing. You don't want to put something, like, especially something that you love, and just, like, not be appreciated for it. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah. So all that shit counts, bro. Like,
So how do you feel like when you're on stage and you got everyone throwing their fucking hands up and shit, dude? Ah, it must feel exciting, right?
Oh, hell yeah. It's like a hell of unexplainable feeling. It's like getting high without doing drugs.
It's that natural ecstasy, man.
Yeah, it's fucking raw.
Do you go on stage fucking high?
I've been on stage in every way, bro.
Do you ever go up and just forget what the fuck you're doing?
It's happened before, but, you know, I freestyle it, and so nobody knows, but, it doesn't usually happen, like, because I make sure, like, I take my show seriously, so, like, I like, rehearse for them and shit, and, like, some of these songs, like, I've been performing, I've performed hella times, and I feel like, especially being a performer, too, you gotta be prepared to, like, you gotta be performing, like, be able to perform, like, whether you're fucking high, sober, drunk, on shrooms, sad, angry, you know, fucking scared. Like, you gotta be able to perform under any circumstance.
Yep, that's the difference between a performer and just, you know.
You know, the show must go on, like, no matter what.
Yeah, that's true, man. That shit's what scares me. So back in the day when you're like, hey, Imes, let's go do some live shows. I'm like, Nope, man, I'm not that good. I'll stick at home. I'll make these songs in the privacy of my own home, but I can't do it, man. I can't get up in front of people.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, man.
But I'll watch, dude. I'll be in the crowd throwing my hands up.
Yeah, dude, I gotta get down to Fresno sometime, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Fresno, but Fresno kind of sucks, man. I don't know what you'd get, kind of feedback you'd get about out here. I know they do little shows. There's a club in downtown Fresno. I've never been, but I don't know if like anything big, unless you do like Save Mart Center.
Yeah, unless you, Save Mart Center is like the big fucking.
Yeah, that's at the university. That's where all the big, you know, artists come. Justin Bieber and shit.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a good little Arco Arena and shit.
Yeah, I've been there once. I saw Dane Cook when he was in that prime of like doing his shit right before he stopped. Like it was good, dude. It was fun. But the bigger the venue gets, if you get stuck sitting far back, you're just watching the monitor. So why did I pay to come to this concert if I'm watching the monitor?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like clubs and shit, like Frisco. What was that club in Frisco?
Fillmore?
Was it Fillmore?
Slims?
Time something?
Oh, shit. Maritime Hall.
Maritime Hall, yeah.
Fillmore.
Yeah, I know that shit quit. But I mean, I remember when I went and saw Atmosphere there,
That Maritime Hall was fucking a staple in hip hop history.
Yeah, that shit closed. I remember that ended, man. But Cactus Club in San Jose,
Yeah, I remember that one.
There was actually a little hip hop store right down the street where they sold clothing and they had like small barbecues and shit. What was that
called? Oh, I remember that one too.
The Basement? What was it called?
Yeah, some shit like that. I went to one of those barbecues.
Dude, I saw the Grouch there doing his Simple Man. What is it?
I'm a
Simple
Man. Oh, no way.
Yeah, I saw he do that there. Meg Abusive.
Oh, he used to always be there.
Yeah, I've done like 3 or 4 songs with Meg Abusive back in the day, dude. He'd show up, dude. I buy a bottle of alcohol. We get drunk and we just freestyle and record tracks, dude. It was fucking fun, man.
Yeah. Hey, what's your email? You're obviously gonna have to edit this part out.
No, I said it in the beginning. No, horriblyawkwardpodcast@gmail.
I'm sending you this this album right now.
Yeah, you guys hear that, dude? I'm getting a fucking album.
Horribly awkward
podcast.
Horribly awkward podcast. At Gmail?
Yeah,
at
Gmail.
Alright. You should have it in your email.
Oh, dude, yeah, I'll check that out. I'll edit that one track in. You know what? Yeah, I'm gonna edit that one track in. And...
Yeah, let's play another one too before I actually.
Oh shit!
Yeah, because I'm about to get up out of here anyway. So let's play this one. Let's play Goodbye.
Okay, I got a couple more things, and then we'll end it off with that. Cool.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Cool. Okay. So here's a new segment that I just started this week, and you're gonna be a part of this, Zyme. So. I'm going to take the current guest. They're going to ask a random question for the next guest. They don't know who the next guest is going to be. This is from the last guest, my friend Normie Late from ZombieCast, Social Dozen, Knuckleballer Radio. She does all the podcasts. Her question is, at what point in a relationship is it okay for you to ask your better half if you can pop their pimples?
At what point? Shit. I mean, I wouldn't... I don't even really pop my own pimples.
Hypothetically speaking, it'd be kind of like the same thing.
Like it's like farting in front of them. Like I feel like there isn't like a time stamp on anything. You know what I mean? Like it just depends on like you just gotta feel it. Like oh, we're cool. I can fart in front of you. We're cool. I can like you know.
And I'm taking a shit. Come in here and give me a high five.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like. It just depends on how comfortable you feel with them and like what you experience. So like, I think it's different for everybody. You know, it could be something that's a month. It could be something that's a year. It could be something that's 10 years. I think it's just it depends on the people. Yeah, that was an interesting question. I didn't even know how to answer that shit.
Yeah, there's no right or wrong answers, man. I asked her, I was like, hey, here's this new segment I'm going to do. Send me a question. She actually sent me another one, but I thought that one was interesting. So what is your question for the next guest I have?
For the next guest, all right, would you rather?
Oh, would you rathers, dude. Those are the best.
Okay, would you rather sit in a septic tank, neck high, and shit and piss for 1 hour straight? Or would you rather go a 5-minute round with Kimbo Slice.
Oh, but Kimbo passed, dude.
Yeah, but, you know, when he was in his prime.
R.I.P., man, another one, dude.
I know. See, that's what I'm saying. It was crazy how many fucking people we lost this year with the fucking celebrities and all that shit. All right,
so yeah,
with Kimbo Slice in his prime or Mike Tyson. Actually, nah. Septic Tank for an hour or you got to fight Kimbo Slice, Mike Tyson, and Bruce Lee for 1 minute, but all of them in their prime.
Well, dude, you're going to be dead. You're not going to make it a minute.
You might die in the septic tank.
Yeah, I guess so, right? You have a cut or some, you know.
Oh, God.
All right, dude. Okay, that's it. I'll write that shit down later when I re-listen to this, but that's okay. That's the question. I don't know who the next guest is going to be yet, but they're going to have to answer that. That's awesome. This is an awesome segment, actually. I like this. All right, dude. I got a list of rapid fire questions. You want to answer them?
It'll take. All right, let's go.
All right, this will take 1 minute and 10 seconds. I used to do a would you rather section before, but I started running out of ideas, and it started to frustrate me trying to think of new ones every week, so I stopped doing it. But people love that shit for some reason. Let's see if you can do this in 1 minute and 10 seconds. All right, ready?
Yep.
All right, which restaurant has your best fries?
Best fries?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I don't eat fries.
One thing you would change about yourself if you could?
My smaller nose.
All-time favorite movie?
Gladiator.
First thing that comes to your mind when I say horribly awkward podcast?
It's pimples.
If you can go back in time to when you were a kid and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
But bone hella girls in high school.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Keira Knightley.
Weapon of choice in a zombie outbreak?
Fucking machine gun.
Best, build a 3-topping pizza, go.
Fucking Fruity Pebbles, Oreo cookies, and cookies and cream.
If you won the lottery today, what were the first 3 things you would buy?
Oh, shit, a house in Maui, a fucking Lambo, and a studio.
Nobody buys me anything ever, man. Okay, so if you legitimately saw Santa Claus climbing on the roof on Christmas Day, would you tell anybody or just everybody will think you're crazy?
Everybody would think I'm crazy.
You wouldn't tell anybody?
Oh, no, I tell other people.
You announce
it. I saw Santa. Hey, guess who I saw today? I saw Santa.
You're fucking crazy, dude. Don't tell me that shit. I don't believe it.
I would.
What if you saw Captain Crunch?
Oh, fuck. I'd be homies with him. I'd ask him if he wanted to smoke, if he smoked.
All right, you guys. Yeah, so, this is the end. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate Zyme coming on, man. So super late in the night, dude. You're a fucking awesome dude.
Dude, we just did like an hour and a half, huh?
Yeah, it's usually about an hour and a half.
That was dope.
Yeah, shit. Dude.
Yes.
First time anyone's ever ate on the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. We always talk about food, but nobody ever goes and gets it.
Hey, I'm glad. I was hoping that I was going to be the first or something, man.
Yeah, dude. You're the fucking first rapper.
Am I?
Yep.
Oh, shit. I feel like I should have been freestyling and shit.
Yeah, go for it, man.
You got a beat?
I don't know. I don't know if there will be a delay, so it might be off. Do you want it to be off?
No, let's see. I can find a beat.
Oh, I got some beats that I made, dude. Yeah. You do it, man. Do it.
Hey. Hey. Can you hear this beat?
Yep.
Yeah. I beg your pardon. Today, earlier, I was walking in the garden. Heard the flowers talking. They told me to be on Horribly Awkward Podcast. I can't stop that. My flows are like a bomb blast. I'm about to turn the volume down quick. Call the Comcast. I pulled a plug. Shout out the slug. Shout out the atmosphere. I'm out the stratosphere. Yeah. Zyme is in the building, yo. Zyme might hurt your feelings, though. cause I tell the truth and the truth cuts like Shinobi Sword. So what the fuck a Sith Lord? Yeah, that's what I am. I'm chilling with my man Sean. Yeah, he used to go by I Am's. I'm's. Yeah, you know we got hella rhymes. And you know I'm eating some lime flavored fruity pebbles. Cause I came through, you know I'm a rebel. I've been to Manila, Godzilla through Tokyo. Here we go, even to Dubai. I'm too high, motherfucker. I ain't got the strength of two guys, two Bruce Lees. You can't sue me, cause I'm getting rich, bitch, like Dave Chappelle. Yeah, you know I'm blazing elf, and I'm high as hell on the podcast. Yeah, talking to Sean about my past. Yeah, living in the future. You're the rooster. What you wanna do? I'm in a booster. Yeah, I'm way out of this space. I don't even know, I can't feel my face. I leave without a trace. Yeah, I'm chilling in this place, in my kitchen. Life is bitching. Fuck it out there, you know that I'm straight ripping flows. I was watching the television though. I seen this show, it was called Family Guy, and it went back in time, and it went to The Simpsons, and they combined into one show. I didn't understand it though, cause it had Peter Griffin fighting Homer Simpson, and they almost fought to the death. I'm taking a breath, I'm realizing the shit is the best. The shit is like, oh wow, that was genius, I'm so impressed. Nevertheless, you know I'm repping the West, photoshopping them skills. Yeah, popping them pimples. That was the question that the lady gave from the last interview. This an interview with a vampire. This a campfire gone bad. I'm the ghost story turning to real life. Glorious, motherfucking ferocious. I don't even care. I am over this. No, I'm not. I'm still flowing, still going, still kicking these rhymes at motherfucking 2:37 in the morning, in the AM, graveyard shifting. I am hard as titanium. I'm an alien, matter of fact, a Balian. Shout out to all my Australians in Sydney. I would give my right kidney just so you could even see a mini me. Imagine a mini me. It would really be something so damn funny, G. Yeah, nose runny, please. I just smoke weed, I don't do no coca. I thought I told ya, I'm trying to slam doors in the Ferrari Testarossa. Yo, hablo española, need to talk to Pablo. I can't stop these hot flows. Yeah, and I'm chilling by the lava. In Hawaii, man, I'm eating on these guavas. I'm sipping on some kava root, just so I can feel my roots. I got some Timberland boots that I never wear. Everyone throw your hands in the air. Hey, let's have a toast to the most high. You know that, who's that that's close by? My other self, my shadow. I don't know, cause you know I'm a pharaoh. 99 pharaohs, resurrected. Check this, marking off everything on my checklist. Yes, this is the best, bitch. I don't even give a fuck from the left shit. Yeah, and you know I'm on some other shit. George Clinton in the mothership, yeah. Okay, okay, what's my name? It's Zyme, Z-Y-M-E. Man, I'm hella high, I was hitting bongs earlier. Yeah, I love when the girls be even girlier. Yeah, and I'm almost done. I practice what I preach like a Catholic nun. And yeah, I could rock the mic, I don't need a hype man. Get your nose out my business like Barbara Streisand.
Dude, man, that's an artist right there, man. You're fucking stoned. You're in that low chill mode, and a beat comes on. And you just do it.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about using that beat too for my next project. I'm actually gonna go record on Tuesday and finish up the last songs for my album.
Fuck, man, dude, you got it, dude. Like, hey, yo, Freeman.
Yo, what's up, Iams?
Dude, what's left to do?
Man, wrap it up, son.
Everybody go check me out on social media at Zyme is cool, you know, Z-Y-M-E. You can listen to me on Spotify, Tidal, SoundCloud, Apple Music, all that shit. Check it out. Check out the album Palm Trees and Lemonade.
Palm Trees and Lemonade. What about that Balian's album? Never Die, right?
Oh, yep. Balian's Never Die.
Yeah, dude. So you guys know where you can find me, as always, on the BS Podcast Network. So that's BSPodcastNetwork.com, along with all the other great shows: Pure BS Podcast, Science Faction, Real Stupid Podcast, Geek Dig, Bitches Who Do Work, Dropping Loads, War Pod, Accidentally the Whole Tip, The XD Experience, all those fucking shows. Go listen to them. I'm also on the Social Dozen, and you can find me on Twitter at @awkward_podcast or at They Call Me Iams, because just like Zyme said, they used to call me Iams. I don't know why, but that's what they call me.
And, it's what it looked like.
I look like a fucking dog, man. HorriblyAwkwardPodcast@gmail.com. You can reach out to me, send me an email, or leave me a voicemail at 510-600-3475. What's a good reason for someone to leave me a voicemail, Zyme?
Because they found your kidnapped dog and they were trying to get you for some money.
Rate and review me on iTunes.
They're like, hey, I found your chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Give me 10,000.
Keep your fucking chihuahua. I'll go to Petco and get another one for $100.
Fuckers.
All right, dude. What's one thing you've learned on today's episode?
I learned that, actually, I learned that E equals MC squared, and, there's 333 inches in my penis.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's something I just learned right now. So, you guys all know that. That was exclusive. And this exclusive freestyle we just heard. So, thanks, dude. Thank you, Zion, man. You're the man, dude.
It's been cool, man. Fucking, it's about 3 o'clock, though, so it's time to fucking...
So, last... But definitely not least, I'm going to end this episode with that track that we were talking about right before we did the wrap-up section. This is called Goodbye. It's off the Palm Trees and Lemonade album. And everyone follow Zyme, man. Enzyme's a cool dude. And this was a super awesome podcast. And you know how we end it.
As Gidget would say, peace out, Brussels sprouts.
Yes, yes, catch this vibe that we call winter time. Riding around the city at night. Catch this vibe that we call winter time. Riding around the city at night. Hello. Hello.
We ride around through the city at nighttime. It's wintertime, so we roll the windows up. If you see a pretty chick on the sideline, roll them down, hurry up, hurry up. Cause if you're riding on the passenger side, you better not holler, cause they say you a scrub. You know TLC, no tender love and care. I swear, I'm not tripping off my rap career. Yeah, we had a few bump in the roads, we still on. Rockin' Peco Rivera, the millionaire cologne, the millionaire we on. The vibe is so potent, never holding my tongue. Really, I'm outspoken. You working for white people, they went and got him a token. Mom's mad cause you missing family devotion. Knowing damn well you don't supposed to work on Sundays. It ain't gonna hurt him if you call in one day.
Catch this vibe that we call wintertime. Riding around the city at night. Catch this vibe that we call wintertime. Riding around the city at night. Hello.
Okay, it's I'm in this bitch with the heater on blast. And your chick nipples hard, so I turned it up a notch. Yeah, she feeling for that feeling. She say she wanna relive it. I get it because it's winter. Baby, you know we sinners. Taking too many drugs. Lay back, chiller. Fuck a temper tantrum. I'm going gorilla in my Rocksmith hat. Where the fuck was you at? This that wintertime vibe with a swing for the summer. The shit that I'm on made me wonder why so many people love summer. I chill and ponder in my Louis panty loafers. Smoking on some OGs when Cali is almost legal. It's something I love to do. Baby, just keep it cool. We can hop up in a sack like a kangaroo, me and you. It's that wintertime vibe, baby. It's that wintertime vibe,
vibe, vibe for the summer.
Catch this vibe that we call wintertime. Riding around the city at night. Catch this
this vibe that we call wintertime. Riding around the city at night.